Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to talk to you about how you can have faith even when you're going through trials. I want to base today's program off of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. It says, "So be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead, even though you have had to endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus is revealed to the whole world." That's 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 through 7. A lot of you maybe feel like you're going through a sifting in your life, just like gold is put through the fire and tested, and what all the impurities are removed and it becomes gold that's very valuable. Well, I want to share a few things that from that passage that really spoke to me and might encourage you to help you get through whatever trial you're going through right now in your life. The first thing is, I think you just have to beware. A lot of times, obviously, you go, you're somebody's house or you're in a neighborhood, you're not sure where you are, and you go up and you might see a sign in big letters, "Beware, dog," you know. And as we know, a lot of times dogs can be great, but they also, they don't know you. They cannot be so great. And here's the deal. You have to beware. You're going to have to endure trials sometimes. I mean, it's just kind of part of the deal. Verse 6 there, we read about in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "There is going to be a wonderful joy ahead, even though you've had to endure many trials for a little while." And for some of you, I know, you're like, yeah, I can relate to that many trials that you have had to go through. Yet, Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And friends, that's what you've got to stand on, is that right there, is that Jesus is with us and that we can have peace even when we're in trials. But it's in Jesus, not our circumstances, not in other people, not in our boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, not our children. Okay, it's in Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. I love that song that Hillsong came out with called, you know, "What a Wonderful Name It Is, the Name of Jesus." What a beautiful name it is. I mean, it's a great song. If you don't know that song, listen to that sometimes when I get discouraged and just want to call out the name of Jesus. It's a great worship song. I also love 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. It says, "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed." So friends, I mean, think about all it talks about in that one, or I guess two verses there, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. I mean, you ever felt like you're pressed on every side by your troubles? But you're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. You ever felt perplexed, confused, just like, man, what is going on here? But we don't have to get in despair or depression, it tells us. We were hunted down, but never abandoned by God. You ever felt like you're just being persecuted by coworkers or friends or family members? I mean, I know everybody can relate to that. But I love it tells us we're not abandoned by God. The Bible promises God will never leave us or forsake us. God is a friend closer than a brother. And then I love how just brutal, I say brutal, brutally honest, okay? I mean, this is honest and blunt as you can get. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. And I'll encourage you today, some of you may have gotten knocked down because life can be really, really hard. But I want to remind you, if you are a child of Jesus Christ, if you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, it means you're a child of the Most High God. It says throughout the Bible many, many times that just because you're knocked down, you're not destroyed. And it says with faith, it may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So stand on your faith today when you're going through a trial. The second thing that I want to share with you that I've learned from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, is that trials show that our faith is genuine. Okay? Genuine, you know, it's real, it's true, it's sincere. You know, a lot of times we depend on our parents' faith or our grandparents or our Sunday school teacher or maybe a friend or a sibling, our pastor. I mean, the list goes on and on. But, you know, there comes a time when you had to mature in your own faith. And, you know, I had to go through that when my dad died back in March of 2016. He didn't become a follower of Jesus till he was 50. So I want to encourage those of you who've been praying for somebody a long time. I know his mom prayed it, and I know my mom, which my dad's wife, had prayed it for many, many years. But he did not surrender his one and only life to almost the age of 50. And so God never quits pursuing us. And yet, once he became a follower of Jesus, the last 24 years of his life, he was literally transformed into just being somebody who sought God and his son Jesus with all his heart, soul, and mind, like the Bible asked us to, and was somebody that I could go for wisdom in lots of subjects, whether it was business or just life in general, and especially what the Bible had to say. And man, it rocked my world when he unexpectedly died on March 16th of 2016. And you know, I was like, wow, who am I going to talk to? And I had a friend that said to me very lovingly, you know, you can talk to your heavenly Father. He's always there for you, and the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I didn't really want to hear at the time, but I knew they were right. And yet, I know for some of you, you never had a father. And so you're like, you know, man, what do I do? You know, Greg, what do you complain about? Well, I got to do the same thing that I'm doing now. Go to your heavenly Father. And your faith becomes genuine in trials and tribulations. You know, it's easy to have faith when your health's good, when you've got money in the bank, you've got a job, your car's running okay, you've got food in the refrigerator, your kids are all doing well, grandchildren. Yet, that doesn't happen very often. But, you know, that's easy to say that your faith, yeah, I love God. But when tragedy happens or trials and tribulations happen in your life, that's when you find out if your faith is real. And I've shared this before, but my mom has always had great faith, but I've seen her just model it and live it, not just talk about it, since my dad unexpectedly died, and having to just pick up the pieces and go on, and just has been a real woman of faith. And I want you to know, people are watching. You may say, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a worship leader, I'm not a Sunday school teacher. You know what? It does not matter. People are watching, and God wants to help you, and so he will help you. I want to encourage you that Psalm 35, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So your faith will show you that your faith is genuine. Another thing you can learn, I believe, out of 1 Peter chapter 1, 6, and 7, our relationship with God is made more intimate or personal. Okay? I mean, you know, I've seen that over and over, that, you know, it's one thing to read the stories in the Bible, but it's another thing when you walk through a trial and you're reading your Bible in the morning to draw strength, and you're like, oh man, I get that. And it becomes just in your heart and becomes ingrained in your mind, and you can go to that throughout the day. I shared with you Psalm 28:7 in a program I did yesterday that just said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. I had that on a post-it note, and I stuck it in my bathroom mirror. I stuck it in the dashboard of my car. I stuck it in the front of my wallet, places where I would see it a lot, you know, every day in the morning and night before I went to bed, and throughout the day in my dashboard, and when I went to purchase something, my wallet, just to be reminded what God said about me, even though I felt weak and discouraged. Another thing that I learned from the passage, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, is your faith becomes your own through many trials. And, you know, it really does. I mean, you can sit there and depend on other people's faith stories, and yet when you go through many trials as you get older, okay, then your faith will really become your own and not your mom's, your dad's, your grandparents'. And I kind of alluded that to a little bit earlier about when your faith becomes genuine, but you know what? It needs to become your own. And for some of you right now, maybe you're in a season where God's really wanting you to have faith of your own and not just to rely on what your preacher says on Sunday mornings, even though that's great. And God does speak most definitely through pastors. I've been one myself many times and currently one. But I just want to remind that your faith becomes real through many trials. And it talks about that in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. It simply says, so when your faith remains strong through many trials, I mean, it's not saying we're going to have trials. It lets us know we will. In fact, we're going to have many trials. But all that being said, your faith can become strong and you can become your own if you allow God to be the source of your faith. Another thing that it makes it personal is, you know, it's not just anybody's faith. It's Greg's faith, or it's Lois's faith, or it's Lisa's faith, or it's John's faith, or it's Steve's faith. I mean, the list, you know, just goes on. It's Sherry's faith. It's Julie's faith. It's Kayline's faith. It's Mike's faith. It's Darren's faith. I mean, it just goes on and on, just names of people. It's Ann's faith. I mean, it's Reggie's faith. It's Troy's faith. I mean, there's so many people that I know have become just followers of Jesus, and their faith, they've allowed to become strong. They've endured trials. It's just like if you work out, if you lift weights, you know, do some machines at the gym or at your home or whatever, you know, you start stretching those muscles. It's sore at first and it's hard, but over time you get stronger, and that's how your faith muscle gets, as you use it more and stand in faith. Instead of being a whiner, you say, no, I'm going to be a winner. And the only difference in a winner and a whiner is the letter H. Some of you will get that if you're driving. You'll get that later, but okay? The only difference in a winner and a whiner is the H. And when you say, you know what, I'm going to trust God, even though I don't understand him, I'm going to trust him and stand on what the Bible says about me, not what others or my circumstances say, your faith muscle will become really strong. And the best thing about when you exhibit faith in God is it brings him honor and glory. It makes other people want to follow Jesus. Friends, the world, you know, your life's a sermon. The world is watching us as followers of Jesus, and they want to see how we handle trials. Do we just curl up in a ball? Do we whine and we complain? Or do we trust God and we keep a great attitude? The Bible says we should have the same attitude of that of Christ Jesus, who being obedient, even upon a death upon a cross, he was obedient. Friends, it's easy to be obedient when things are going well, but when things are going rough and you keep a good attitude, you keep showing up for work, you keep showing up for church, and trust me, there's been times in my life where I've had to show up and I've cried all the way to church and even cried in the services sometimes, but you know what? That's okay. God hurts when we hurt, and the church should be a safe place. And if you don't feel like you can do that, either one of two things. One, you're struggling with pride, or two, you're not at the right church. And so I want to encourage you to know that it's okay to grieve and shed tears, as we've talked about in several programs here on Hope is Here. And I want to encourage you, whatever you're dealing with, whether it's cancer or loss of a child or loss of a job, I mean, the list goes on things that keep us from having hope. But we have addressed so many of those topics with so many wonderful guests through the first 7 months here of Hope is Here. And I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you can scroll through and find an area that maybe you've lost hope that can help speak to you through somebody else's life transformation and overcoming adversity. Well, I close today with Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, and it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for people, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Jesus that you are serving. So keep that in mind today with whatever you do. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope is Here.
Do you have a real estate question and don't know where to start? Contact Cecil Holmes with Rector Hayden Realtors. Whether you're in the market, looking to buy, sell, or rent a house, Cecil Combs would be glad to help you with any real estate questions you have. Give him a call today at 326-0756. That's 326-0756. Cecil Combs with Rector Hayden Realtors.